Welcome back to the Tales of Rob and Jay. I'm Jay.
I'm Rob.
And you know what time it is. Sorry, lagged there for a second. I was bringing up the soundboard. Eventually, I'm going to get around to making something that's a little bit more legit than that. But I'm still okay with it for right now.
It sounds good. I mean, I'll just leave it.
Yeah. All right. So what do we got this week, Rob?
Cocktail in a can. The original Club Tales Long Island Iced Tea. Premium cocktail, 10% alcohol. Five delicious ingredients. Electrify your taste buds. Spiked iced tea taste.
Hell yeah. Well, I hope this actually tastes like an LIT.
I had one when I first turned 21. It was disgusting. But yeah. Not this one, but it was like the Bud Light. They came out with like three, and I'm like, I'm going to try them.
Yeah. Have you actually had like an actual LIT? No. Oh, it's they're pretty good. I like them at least. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not, it's close. But it's missing something, and it has something too. Like there's a little bit more carbonation to it, I guess.
Preservatives.
Yeah, maybe. But there's a. I don't know what it is that it's missing. It just doesn't taste exactly right. But they're at least going for it. Came relatively close. I can't hate them for that. I mean, it is in a can, so probably doesn't help anything either.
I'm at like a three.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan.
I definitely take a twisted tea over this.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, this is 10% alcohol, so you gotta take that in. It was $1.79.
Get you so nice probably, and good.
Yeah, a pretty cheap way to get you fucked up. Grab a couple of these.
So if you're homeless,
leave the 40s alone. Just grab these. Yeah, I'm not gonna give it high praise, but I'd still probably give it five. I'd give it a five.
Yeah, I'm not there.
You're not there.
I'd have a twisted tea over this.
Yeah, I'd still have. I mean, I put twisted tea at like an eight personally for me.
Yeah, they're up there. Yeah, they're like. So. They're up there for me, maybe not as much anymore because I've abused the fuck out of them multiple times.
Yeah.
To where it's almost like one of them things, like you've thrown off of it so much that it's hard to get down sometimes.
Yeah. Nah, I get that for sure. I haven't abused them yet. I've stayed rather responsible with them. So, but yeah, no, I could see that. But at the same time, like, I don't know, because, like, well, so for instance, like, juice. You remember the juices?
Yeah, I don't think I've had them, though.
Yeah. Yeah, they discontinued them for after...
Like, kids died or something.
Yeah, something like that. And then the only thing you can get was the Four Locos. But I drank juices, and...
they even changed the Four Loco recipe, too, I believe, because of that same shit.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, I abused the fuck out of those, and like even if they were still like I can't drink a Four Loko or any like that shit just makes me like want to throw up, like I can't fuck with them anymore. I mean, it's been a long time, so maybe if I went back and tried them now, but like I know when I was in college, people tried to get me to drink them, and I was like, no, I abused those things when I was in high school, not happening. Like. I fucking crushed like four of those in a row one night, and it was a terrible night. So
that's how I feel with that Carlo Rossi sangria.
Yeah.
It's so good, but as soon as I take a taste, I like almost have to hold my nose. It's good.
Yeah.
But like I've thrown up off of it and had miserable after days.
Yeah.
Just it's so hard to get down.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll do to whenever you're like you're I don't know, because, like, I'm sitting here thinking about it, and, like, I've also abused, like, Keystone. I can still drink a Keystone. I mean, they're trash, but I already knew that. Like, Same thing with like Budweiser and Miller, like any of the beers that I get. Maybe it's the beers though.
Like, so like beers are just there.
Yeah,
like,
the flavored stuff, once you abuse them and you get real fucked up on them, you're like, yeah, I don't know about that. But beers, like, they're faithful, you know, you can always go back to them. Or you can be faithful to them, I guess.
Yeah, that's... There's not that many nights I really, like, throw up off a beer anymore. When I was younger, I'd make myself throw up. A lot of times, like, I just try to beat the sleep. Like, get to sleep first before the spins. So beat the spins, I'm good. That takes a lot of fucking beer to get there.
Yeah. I'm sure I definitely did when I was younger, just throwing up off a beer. But I'm trying to, like, have I actually thrown up just because of beer? Or was it like other shit, like taking shots and shit, like adding on to it, and then that's when I thrown up. Because I've thrown up definitely while drinking beer, but it was also while other, like, having other things. So I don't know. At least since high school, I don't think I've thrown up off of beer either. Huh. Yeah, but anywho, club tales, Long Island Iced Tea. I give it a 5. Rob gives it a 3. He hates it. So we don't strongly not recommend, but we don't recommend. There's still definitely worse things out there for sure.
Yeah, like Cigar City, that coffee flavor.
We won't let you live it down, Cigar City. You fucks. But yeah, it's not something spectacular.
I'm going to drink it because I'm trying to get a head change going on before I get home.
Yeah.
Let the real action start.
Just hold your nose and fucking chug that shit, bro.
Yeah, I ain't even got to do that. It's just, it's not good flavor.
Yeah.
But.
So it's not terrible. It's just not good.
Yeah, it's not me.
Yeah. No, I get that for sure. So this week, ladies and gentlemen, and other, I guess, it's been somewhat of a slower news week, kind of, with when it comes to, like, the political stuff. There's been some funny shit going on. Like, I think this happened this week where Joe Biden was given some sort of, like, speech or something like that, and he tried to say flags, and he accidentally said fags. Yeah, he's like, bunch of Nazis walking around carrying flags. Like, that was kind of funny. It was more gaffes and stuff. Like, I heard the press secretary... somebody, basically one of the reporters, was like, people are saying that this is basically Obama's third term and, you know, Biden's just bringing back in Obama, and, like a child. The press secretary was like, well, who's saying that? And the lady was like, I guess, thrown off by that question. She was like, she ended up giving like one example or something like that, but she was like, do you have anything to say to that? And she was like, well, it's kind of hard to react when I don't know who's saying it. It's like, why is it hard to shouldn't you just say, no, it's Biden's term? Like, I don't know. It was just kind of goofy the way that she went about it. Other than that, though, there's really not been much new shit going on in, like, politics and all that. So, relatively slow week. And I think we wanted to talk about two things, kind of a jumbled up episode of I wanted to bring up postal workers as murderers.
So you want
to
start there?
And yeah,
I'm curious about this,
and we'll go into what you wanted to talk about. But yeah, the main thing that I wanted to bring up was I like half watched, I walked in when it was already playing, and then I was like kind of on my phone watching it type thing. But the Sons of Sam on Netflix, it's about the Son of Sam murderer, the 44 cal murderer. I think he had like another name too, but turns out he was a postal worker. And I was like, oh shit, dude, like I didn't know that. Like, I know about the guy that I actually pulled it up. I don't remember his name. Where'd it go? Patrick Sherrill. I knew about him because he's where the term going postal came from. He walked in and he massacred like 14 people. 14 people. So I knew about that guy, and I thought he was like the most famous murderer that worked for the post office. But then I found out that the son of Sam also worked for the post office. I was like, what does that say about, you know, maybe not now, but like about the post office, like why? And I went through and like I was trying to find it, but I can't find it now. But there was like a list of like the top 10 postal workers that became murderers and went in. Yeah, like we have a top 10 for that. But it seems to be there was a very common thing, and like you don't really hear about it now. More so, you hear about like other people shooting mailmen. But at a certain point in time, like they were just fucking had it and fucking gunning people down in there. And it's kind of crazy. Like, who was, there was somebody I was talking or I was listening to with, Joe Rogan. Was it the Dave Smith one? Or I think it was the Dave Smith one where he brought it up too. Cause they were talking about this thing that came out there, like a covert operation that the, Postal Service's investigative team was like looking at, people's social media. And then they started talking about going postal and stuff like that.
I remember that.
Yeah. And, you know, it just kept like, I heard that. And then I heard the thing on Son of Sam. They kept saying like postal worker, 30 something year old or whatever postal worker. And I was like, why is this popping up? So I just started looking into it and I was like, holy shit, there's like all these people. And like, I think, I don't know exactly how many people the Son of Sam killed. He's definitely the most famous. But I think this this Patrick Sherrill guy actually they killed the most, at least other postal workers, because he just went into his facility and just shot the place up and then shot himself. And it seems like a reoccurring thing. Like besides the Son of Sam, all these like everyone that I was looking into, like they went in and they opened fire and they, you know, shot and killed like two people or three people and then they killed themselves. One person killed like eight people and then they killed themselves. But like, it doesn't seem like they're actually murderers. It seems more like they are like
off their meds.
Well, yeah. What's the disgruntled employees? Because like, I think if somebody wants to murder, they're gonna go in, shoot the place up, and then they're gonna go try and find some other people to murder. But like these people were just so fed up with the post office that they were like, "Fuck you! I'm taking all you out, and I'm going out with you." Like,
so you work at the post office. What would cause that? Because the only thing I could think in my mind is like, goddamn addresses.
you know, I think it's, and granted, like I said, like you don't really hear about it anymore. And I don't know how far, you know, the post office has come. I mean, it seems like we've added more on from what I gather now than what we used to do. But there might be more people now. I don't know. You know, it's not the fucking, I'm not sunshine and daisies about the job, but it's nowhere near. I've never thought about like, I'm going to fucking shoot this place up. You know, like I've never like wanted to kill people and fucking just lose my mind like that. Like I just get pissed off, go home, drink some beer, and then it's whatever. But, I think, you know, if it's the same things that piss me off, it's, I'm going to try to work my way around this the best I can to where if you guys are listening, please don't fire me. I'm just giving my opinion here. But I think it's just the overworking of people, because you know, like especially when you're starting out, you get just worked fucking all the time. Like you don't get off days, you know. Well, you do, but they literally have a thing that says the post office can work you. Was it 11 and a half hours a day, 14 days a week. If you work more than 14 days, then contact your union steward and they can talk and see if they can get you a day off. Like, excuse me? Like 14 days straight and they can work you. So that means that you can work 11 and a half hours for 14 days straight and they might be able to get, that's what I think it is. It's just all of the just overworking people. Like it's not necessarily, you know, the amount of, Joe Rogan, they joked about it or whatever. It's probably because the mail never stops. But, like, if you think about it, there's a lot of jobs where, like, the shit doesn't stop. Like, you work at McDonald's, the orders never stop. You know what I mean? So, like,
yeah, you might have, like, a break period.
Yeah.
Like, 5 in the morning or something. Like,
yeah. Yeah, but, and I mean, technically, you know, once we get all the mail out for that day, you know, there's a little bit of a break period before the mail comes in for the next day. But it's, I don't think it has anything to do with like what we're asked to do, like in the job. It's just the fact that like they work you so much, and I'm gonna guess that, you know, it's either gotten better or we are more mentally stable to where we're like, we're not gonna shoot the place up, we're either gonna quit or we're gonna just go home and drink a beer and get over it.
Yeah, we got a guy at my job. He honestly reminds me of a school shooter.
Yeah.
Like some shit he said, and I'm just like, just don't let me be at work the day you do it.
Right.
Like, because I'm going to hit you with something.
Yeah.
Like, you take me out, but I'm hitting you with something.
Do you remember, I think about this sometimes too, and like, I've been thinking about it a lot since I watched that, and I started looking into it. Now, like, I go into work, and I'm like, what if somebody here has the capability of doing that? Like, do I think that any of these people are like could just fucking just flip? But I don't really think that, at least in my office, you know, I don't know about other offices.
Yeah, my department, this fucking kid.
Yeah.
Like, eventually I'm going to talk to my boss about it because he said some weird shit. And I'm just like, dude, you're a fucking school shooter. Like, at some point, you know, like, I don't know. Like, I was like, kind of talking in the break room, and of course he was in there because he's a lazy fuck. But I was like talking about Paco and like court and stuff, and then it's like just shit that he said, like with about a gun and this and that, and then like the one thing, I don't know if it was the riots or something, then it's like, well, that's why I got my concealed carry. Mm-hmm. I hope they try me. It's like, you're literally like going to be a school shooter one day. Yeah. Or you're going to shoot somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't. He's very fucking odd.
Yeah.
Slightly religious, and then it's like the one lady's like, "You think he's a virgin?" I'm like, "Probably. Yeah. He gets laid. He might be, you know, calmed down a little bit, but Lord and Savior won't let you do that, I guess."
Yeah, I guess not. Yeah, I mean, we're not allowed to have any sort of firearm. Obviously, it's government property or anything like that. I know there was a one point in time when I first started that. There was some sort of hoopla about like some guy who brought one, and it was in his car. He didn't bring it into the facility, but his car was parked in the parking lot of the facility, so it was a problem and stuff like that. But other than that, like what I was going to bring up a minute ago was, you remember there's this kid and he was really short amongst, like, I think he was either our grade or a grade lower. It was when we were in high school. I can't fucking remember. It's like Timmy or something like that.
Poner?
Poner, yes. That kid.
He works at Kroger's.
A little short guy.
He works at Kroger's in the deli department.
Nuh.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I'm going to have to stop going there. Well, anyways, I've never wanted to be a bully or anything like that. But like, when I look back on my high school career, there's one instance where I definitely bullied that kid. And, you know, I look back on it, I feel bad about it because, like, I don't want to be a bully. I don't want to be that guy. But he pissed me off at that point in time. And, you know, I said some words for him and I ate his lunch, but whatever.
You ate his lunch?
Yeah. I ate part of his lunch. I ate his sandwich and his milk. But he wasn't going to eat it. He threw it at me. So if that makes sense, like, well, he shoved it at me. So I ate it. But, he was in my seat. And like, I know we don't have assigned seats, but like everybody kind of knew like where they sit and
yeah, it's like the lunch. Stature of,
yeah, it's just the way it was, you know. And I was talking to, not proud of it, but I was talking to Brittany at the time, and you know, I wanted to sit next to her, and that was where we already, that's where we sit.
One we hit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he sat there, and I was like, "That's my seat. You got to get up." And he was like, "No." And I was like, "Yeah, you do." And I shoved I pushed his tray over to across the, on the other side of the table. And he was like, "I'm not fucking getting it." And then he started getting loud. I was like, "You're getting up, dude." And like, I obviously had no fear of this kid because he's so small. So like, I kind of got it cocky and I was like, "You're getting up, dude. Like, I don't know why you're even fucking." And I'm sure I don't remember exactly what was said, but I'm sure I had some like short jokes in there. And, anyways, he got up and he eventually like walked over there. And then I got up and I didn't even sit down yet. I went and walked and grabbed something and I came back, and that's when he did it. And when I sat down, I was like, "Exactly." And when I did that, he was like, "Fuck you, dude." And he shoved it across. And I was like, all right. And I just picked up a sandwich and started eating. I didn't give a fuck. And I looked back and I was like, man, if that kid ever like really snapped, I'd be like one of the first kids that he would have shot. Like, I was done for.
Yeah, I was a bully.
Yeah.
I did it to Billy.
Yeah.
And eventually got everybody else calling
All
me.
Of you guys were assholes to Billy.
Yeah, but I kind of started the whole necklace thing.
Yeah.
Like, Billy, that B stands for bitch. So then everybody started doing it. And then, like, senior year, you just quit wearing it. It's like, Billy, where's your necklace? Fuck you, I'm not wearing it again.
Fuck you. Yeah.
It's like, I got that from my grandpa. It's like, it's my bad, you're the third line of fucking Williams.
Yeah. You guys also, you guys picked on Chody a lot.
Yeah, fuck him.
And it, like, I think the whole school kind of bullied him a little bit because like everybody calls him Chody. So,
he got picked on a lot because they made a song about him. And then like,
yeah.
His mom had to call school. They shot him with a BB gun. And he got suspended for that. He cried about that.
God, we were dicks.
He like snapped his leg. They had to be like air carried or something. I think people made fun of him for that.
Of course.
Then it's like, so you suck at football. You don't play basketball. And everybody here pretty much fucked your mom. Accordingly.
Accordingly. Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. There we go. Yeah, that's it. And
Debbie.
I think Nick handled it the best, but I think everybody kind of picked on Nick too, Bennett. Just because of his eyes.
Yeah, I think
Lord of the Flies.
Like, between that, fucking him and Paco going at it.
Yeah.
Like, I remember we used to get in these things, and I kind of, like, started it one day. Because we were just, like, chilling at the house, and then I was fucking around on the Mac and found some, like, craft thing or, like, PowerPoint type, but Mac style.
Yeah.
And I just made this PowerPoint, and I'm like, I'm going to dedicate this to Nick. And then just, like, all this shit. And then eventually me and him went at it with him. And then it's like, you're going to fucking lose, Nick. Like, just quit. Like, you got some good shit there.
Yeah.
I accept that, but you're going to lose.
Yeah. This is not a battle you win, my
friend.
I
think a bunch of people kind of took bets who was going to win, and of course it was me.
Yeah.
Then him and Paco got into it once. That was fucking great.
Yeah.
Because then, like, I think Paco printed out a bunch of off-can sprays. Like, pictures of off... And hung them up all over.
I'd remember that. I do. He put them on, like, the lockers and shit like that.
Then, like, I think he took, like, Nick's face and put it on a fly.
Yeah. I thought that was, like, Thomas or something. I didn't think that was Paco.
Yeah, and him and Paco was, like, going at it. Then
shit.
Then it was around the time that Paco got one of his AIs. So then Nick took Handy Mandy, like, the cartoon, since he's Mexican, and put, like, bars.
I'm pretty sure I remember that,
too.
That was
in Lemon's class. Yeah, that was in Lemon's class. So, like, then that battle started. And then, like, we didn't really fuck with Nick too much our senior year.
Yeah.
Until it was, like, senior skip day. And then he's like, can I go?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, you ask Paco.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't even getting involved with this, because I don't want you fucking going.
You guys threw the fucking beer cans at him while he was in the canoe on the lake. Didn't you guys?
We did some shit.
I don't know if you were involved, but like, there were people that were just throwing like full beer cans at him on the fucking, while he's like out there like stranded, like, come on, guys, stop.
There was an old outhouse at this little like farm and like no door. He's like, I'm going to go take a shit. It's like, that's pretty fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
And I got a picture.
Not a smooth move, my friend.
Yeah. So.
We were fucking hellions, dude. I mean... Obviously, we're not in school anymore, so we don't know, like, the kids coming up now. But, like, looking back at least to what we could see of, like, what, 7th grade when we graduated? You have 7th grade there, right?
Yeah.
At Dayton.
Yep.
So, looking at those kids versus our class, I think, maybe after those class and we didn't see all the other ones that came in, but I think we were one of the rowdiest fucking classes of Dayton, for sure. Like, I know 09, which is my buddy Steve and Kenneth and all them.
I think 08 beat them. Or, yeah, 08.
Yeah, okay.
Because I was, like, Nick's brother and all them. And
gotcha.
Like, Nate,
yeah.
My buddy Nate.
Maybe
he would have been in that class.
Yeah, maybe it's just, like, a cycle. Like, every, like, three or four years, that, like, that class is going to be just a fucking rowdy group. Because we were pretty fucked. That's for sure.
Yeah, then it, like... Now it's nothing. Like, that's why I like try to hang out with my little sister at times. It's like, fucking act out, do something. Like, Jesus
be
Christ,
a rebel.
Like, you guys fucking have your friends come over, And you guys are sitting there like talking about what's going on Snapchat. It's like, come outside. Like, you're coming outside and you're going to watch me and my friends get drunk.
Yeah.
That's what's happening. Then we're going to go walk around town. This is what we used to do. So, like, not condoning it, but at the same time, I'm like, fucking get out of your room.
Yeah. Be a little bit of a rebel.
Jesus, this is what we used to do. Yeah. And I guess it shouldn't be that way because, you know, the whole, like, male-female situation. It's like, I don't want my little sister going out whoring around and getting drunk. But at the same time, I'm like, fucking do something.
Yeah, it's an awkward situation with a sister. Because, like, I could see, like, I could see everything that you're saying with, like, a little brother. Like, come on, bub. You're going to come with me. We're going to fucking show you the ropes. But, like, what do you do with your little sister? Like, fucking, I'm going to, you know, I don't know. Like, it just, you can't show them the ropes because it's a whole fucking another thing over there. You know what I mean?
I could show her the ropes of having fun, getting out, doing shit.
Yeah.
Like, here, let me teach you the secrets of dating. Like.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, like, slaying chicks and stuff like that, you know, which you would usually, you know, if you had a little brother, you'd teach him the ways of slaying chicks.
I couldn't even teach my brother
that.
He just didn't know how to talk to chicks.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about, like, like your sister's age, but a brother. Because, like, you and Austin are pretty close in age, so... Yeah,
I'm, like, 10 years older than my sister.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, a little brother. Because Austin's only, like, 3 years younger than you?
Two?
Yeah, so...
Yeah, so he's 25, and I'll be 27.
Yeah. You guys kind of came up together. You didn't really have much say over him.
No, he's a little bitch.
Yeah.
Never knew how to talk to women.
Yeah. I hope you're listening, Austin. Suck
a
dick.
There's a reason. We'll get in this story.
Yeah.
I think it's appropriate.
For sure.
So I was, I wouldn't say I was dating this chick, but we were more or less friends with benefits, working towards that of dating, and it never happened. So I was like, oh, I guess, you know, we got this disappointment here, my brother. Yeah. Just have one of your friends come over and, you know, hang out. And then, like, this chick showed up, and it's just like, you're not even talking to her. To where this chick literally had to, like, go up to Austin and literally grab him by the face and start making out with him. And she was like, okay, can you start talking to me now? Like, are we past this?
Yeah.
It's like hello stage.
Yeah.
And I'm like, here's chick's a fucking G. Austin, you're a pussy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like she was waiting because like that you gotta be able to talk and he's probably sitting over there like, man, I wanna talk to her, but I really wanna fuck her. Like,
but he's talking to me.
Yeah.
And this is like as we're adults, I was like 20, it was before I got my house. So I was 21, 22.
Yeah.
Right around 22. No, maybe.
So he's like 19, 20?
Yeah. Yeah, 18, 19.
Yeah.
But then, icing on the cake, me and chick decide we're calling it a night and going in. We left them two alone. He calls me like 10 minutes later. He's like, this fucking bitch. He was like, she's going to suck my dick. You know, I had my pants down, and all she did was spit on it and left and said, call me.
She's a fucking G. Yeah, she fucking...
Yeah, I was like, oh, can you leave me alone now? I'm kind of busy.
Yeah, right. Like, don't tell me about your problems. You fucking deal with that yourself, bub.
It's like you wouldn't even talk to her all night.
Yeah, what'd you expect? Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I'm like, she did what?
Just call me. That's good. Yeah, it's... Austin, you're a bitch. I hope you listen. Probably don't, though.
Yeah, no, I don't think he does.
What an asshole.
But I'm just like, Jesus Christ, I tried to set you up quite a few times. Like, my second day at my house, I had him out and his buddy. You know, we got these chicks showing up. And then he drinks, like, one cup of liquor and, like, oh, I'm kind of tired. I'm like, you better fucking stay up and entertain, son. So I got him here.
Yeah. What the fuck?
It's not our fault they took Xanax and went to pass out. Like, but you need to entertain.
Yeah. That's a problem too. Like, you gotta, you know. I feel like some younger generations kind of just want to, like, you know, let's do the deed and be gone. Like, they want, like, instant gratification. Like, they don't know the lead up. They don't know the work into it. You know, type thing where, like, you gotta entertain. You gotta talk them up. You gotta, you know, there's more to it than just like trying to fuck. All right, see ya. You know, like, it's like, I don't know. Even if you're not trying to do that, you know, with just fucking social interactions in general, like, I feel like a lot of younger people don't know how to just talk to people. And I know he's not that much younger than us, but, like, still, like, what the fuck?
I mean, it's like, look, we went to Dayton. You started off at NC. Like, we know there's much high caliber women up there. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, you should have been slaying, bro.
But then it's like, he gets pissed off because, like, he'll introduce us to some of them. And mm-hmm. then my friends hit, and then he's all pissed off. It's like, sorry, we're yeah. older. That's what they want.
Yeah. Like, well, not only that, but, like, I'm going to take it, like, people like Thomas or so, you know.
Well,
like
Thomas
people...
didn't, no. It was, like, Jordan Smith, Alcorn.
Okay, Alcorn Cole. Makes sense. I don't know about Smith, but.
Smith was the first one.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just because he's tall.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck it was then.
If then he's tall, like, you know what that's got to mean, huh?
Then it was Holt. Fucking Holt. Alcorn at one point. Fucking.
See, Holt and Alcorn, like, I feel like they can spit a little bit of game. I mean, I was never, like, super close with them. But I feel like they know how to talk, you know, how to fucking
yeah,
hold
I don't
up a conversation.
Even... See, that was a fucked up thing. Like, Austin was laying in a chair with the chick, and then somehow it just kind of, like, we came downstairs, and then she was like, all right, I'm out of here. Let's see what these guys are doing. And they came and sat with me and Alcorn.
Yeah. Well, you can't just be fucking laying there expecting something to happen. Like, you gotta make the chick, you know, want you. You know, you gotta...
And I mean, this chick, it doesn't take much for her to get her to want you.
Yeah.
Like, there's a reason.
So he just sucks that bad, huh?
At least then. I don't know about now, but it's like, dude, you're fucked.
Yeah. It's because he didn't have you to guide him.
I tried. Lost cause.
Yeah. Well, it's, you didn't have, there wasn't enough gap for him to respect your guidance. Maybe I should have said it like that. You know, like, you can tell him all you want, but when you're only 2 years older, he's just like, fuck you, dude. Like, I don't care what you got to say. You know, if you were a little bit older than him, a little bit more older than him, he might have been like, okay, I see what you're saying. Let me try it out. But it's like, I'm trying to give Austin the benefit of the doubt, but, you know, you suck, Austin.
Yeah, it's like, don't bring your, like, freshmen, you know, girls around us, juniors and seniors, because they're probably going to get fucked back in the day. And that's what he did. And it's not my fault. My bad.
Like, yeah.
You fucking brought him into the snake's
den.
You
gotta have more, yeah.
You stepped right on that trap.
You gotta have more game, bub. Yep. But what are you gonna do? You know?
It's fun. I miss some days of being hellions, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, it sucks that we gotta grow up and be adults, but, yeah, I look back on those days and, like, besides, you know, thinking about school shooters and stuff like that, you know, looking back on the irresponsibility and just being able to do whatever you want and stuff, but
I don't know if I look at it like that. I just, like, miss, like, living in the moment of, like, I just remember all these different times and I'm just, like, I miss that, like, friendship of, like, you know, 7, 8, 9 of us all partying together, like, every fucking weekend. Now it's like we might get one or two of us together.
Yeah, no, I get that for sure, because everybody's got something that they have to do and shit like that. But that's where I see it as, like, you know, I'm not saying it with, like, a negative connotation of irresponsibility, but, like, we don't have responsibilities. We don't have to go to work. We don't have to do the, you know, like, we can do whatever the fuck we want. I miss that for sure. And that's what led us to be able to have, like, 7 or 8 of us together to fucking, you know, get wild and shit like that. And probably wasn't supposed to be doing that, but you know, whatever. Love you, Mom.
Yeah, it's all good though. I mean, we survived.
Yeah, we're here. We're better people for it, I believe. But
yeah, I kind of wish we would utilize camp more.
I do too, for sure.
I felt like that could have been.
I only went
a couple times.
Twice, I think, and it was only around that party. Like, I think I went once before the party, and then the party, the skip day.
Yeah, that's, yeah, I don't know, because it was like it wasn't my place, but it was like the lady my dad was nailing her place, so I was out there more than not.
Yeah.
Like, I've gone out there in, like, dead of fucking winter a couple times, like, not snow on the ground, but there probably should have been.
Yeah.
And just trying to huddle by the fire.
Yeah.
To stay warm.
Well, I think this is also, like, you know, an odd time for us of trying to, like, grind and get everything together, and we're trying to, you know, do this and that, blah blah blah. Like, I think later on, you know, it might be like 7 or 8 of us or whatever, but, like, I feel like we could possibly, like, you know, in our 40s fucking, you know, get a plot somewhere and like a campground type thing and whatever, and, like, all roll up in our fucking RVs and, like, chill out, do some fishing, drink some beer. Obviously we're not getting as rowdy as we used to, but, you know, I feel like we could still have those. It's just like 20s is kind of like the fucking time to try to get it all together. And you know, we're clicking down on that one, but we're getting there.
Getting out of them fucking 20s here in the next couple of years.
Yeah. That's scary too. I don't even want to talk about that. I've been thinking about that a lot lately. But
that's all I think about.
Right. you think that, you know, it sucks because like every so often I'll be like, man, you know, I've lived a life. I'm getting too old for this shit. And then I realize I'm like, fuck, dude, I'm only 27. I still got fucking like 3 lifetimes ahead of me. God damn it. It sucks. But I think eventually once things like settle out and obviously I ain't got no kids, so I don't know what fucking kind of boomerang throws in there, you know, or fucking, but, you know, it's, I think the 20s are meant to be like confusing and grinding and stuff like that. So we're trying to like figure out, especially when you spend so much time fucking off in your fucking, in your teens, trying to figure out, you know, what we're doing and what's the path forward. What's the rest of the life going to look like? Because we spent so much time living in the moment, and now we're like, what about the future?
Trying to get rich.
Yeah, for real. That's why I'm in AMC right now.
I can't do it. I gave up on Robinhood. So
yeah, I only kept it for like the meme stocks. I got for like AMC, which is like the worst one to keep it for. But
are they going up?
It went up for a second, then it went back down. It's back and forth. I got some buddies keep telling me like, this date, you know, look out for this date and stuff like that. And I'm like, I'm just kind of following them. I'm like, fuck yeah, dude, let's do it. I only got like 7 shares. I got like $70 in there. I'm not like super, but some of my buds, they got fucking like $2,000 in there. I'm like, Jesus. Like even like some of them got a little bit more than that. I'm like, all right, good luck. Like, I don't think AMC is going to go to the fucking bottom, but I don't, they're talking like $10,000 a share, and I'm like, bro, I don't see it. Like, I could see $100 for sure for a short squeeze. It's the same thing that they did at GameStop, and it only got up to like $400 or $500. You know, I could see like $100, maybe $200, which I'm game for. You know, fuck yeah, I'll take the extra like $1,400. But like, they're lingering around for like $1,000, $10,000, and I'm like, bro, I don't see it, and I'm not waiting for it either. Like, I see a couple $100, I'm out. See ya. I don't care. That'd be awesome, but like, I'm not banging on that, especially for 7 shares. Like, the amount of stress that I would go through waiting for it to go up to $10,000 so I can have $70,000. Like, I'm just like, I'll take the $1,400 and bounce.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be interesting. Yeah. I'm just like, I don't know. I would like to figure out how to do the brewery pool hall thing.
Yeah. Yeah. What sucks is like, we sit here and we have all these ideas and we don't have the money for it. And like, I'm not trying to sit here and bitch complain like we should have the money
to give it up.
Yeah. But, you know, it sucks because it's hard. That's the other thing. Like, it is hard to get this money and to get, you know, to what we want, to be able to do these things that we want. And that blows. And, because I have like all kinds of like ideas and shit like that. I was like, man, if I was a fucking millionaire, I'd start that company right now. But
yeah.
Yeah.
It's there's so much positive to it because it's like you get all like the craft beer heads like, let's go see this. Oh, yeah, I'll shoot some pool.
Yeah, right.
Fucking A, league night, bitch. Where you at?
Yeah. No, I think that's a great idea. And like, if, you know, we don't have to be fucking millionaires either to do it. We need quite a few $100,000, but you know, that's not really out of the realm of possibility. Like, you know, it sounds like a lot of money, but it's really not in the grand scheme of things. So, like, it just sucks because it takes longer to do it. You know, you got to save up the money and shit like that. And then there's the problem of saving. Like, do I prioritize this dream or do I prioritize, you know, like getting a house or doing this or saving up for fucking kids and shit? Like, I don't know if you're planning on having kids, but I am. And, like, that's shit that's on my mind. I'm like, I got to get fucking married eventually. I got to pay for kids and what the fuck they want to do and their insurance and shit like that. So that's what sucks. But
fucking,
I mean,
kids,
it is what it is. You know, I don't think it's anybody else's fault besides, you know, I could have just fucking went balls to the wall since I was 18 and just fucking saved up a bunch of money and not bought a house right now and fucking like really gung-ho'd it. And I'd probably be rich right now, but I didn't.
Value of my house just keeps rising. It's very tempting.
Yeah.
Like per week. I checked it like 2 weeks ago. It was at like 120. It's at 130 something.
Now, granted, that's like...
estimate.
But yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that you can't get that. I'm just saying that's just an estimate. So like, you want to get it appraised before you, you know,
right,
you go buck wild. Because I think the same thing. Like, I think I could easily, with the current market of where we're at and everything like that, because I have the benefit of, you know, I'm right across the river from Cincinnati, and Newport on the Levee's like a mile away. We won't say anything about Dayton, but, you know, Newport on the Levee's right down the street. So, you know, property value around here is going up, and I'm pretty sure I could sell my house as is right now for at least $100,000. And, you know, if I do some updates and shit like that, I can get more out of it. But it's very tempting. But the problem is, I've been thinking about this too, is like, the problem is the switchover. Like, granted, you went back to live with your dad, but I'm like, I ain't trying to move me and my girlfriend back to live with my mom. I just don't want to do that at all. I just don't. Nothing against my mom. It's a thing with me where, like, that's why I'm also very like libertarian and anti-government. Is like, don't fucking tell me what to do. I don't like being told. I like being on my own. I'm not saying my mom would do that, but like, even if like even with my girlfriend and whatever, she's like, you need to, you know, put the laundry in the hamper. Like, don't tell me what to do. Like, I just don't like it. And any of that I can, you know,
avoid,
get away from, yeah, or avoid. Like, I'm just good. And that's the part where I'm like, you know, how do I navigate switching houses? Like, if I were to sell my house right now at these high prices, that means any house that I buy is also going to be at high prices. So like, I need to wait it out for a minute. How the fuck am I going to be able to do that? So yeah, it's a big catch right there. It sucks. But what are you going to do?
Yeah, that's, I don't know. It's like, sometimes I want to, but then I don't.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you got a little bit of a different situation. Like, I think you should hold on to yours. I think you should do the rental thing. Like, I mean, I don't know, like, the situation with your current tenant and everything, but, like, even if it's not him or, like, no matter what, I think that you should rent. That's what I would like to do with this house, is I want to rent. I want to get into real estate for sure, eventually. I'm not saying I want to be like fucking, I got 30 rental properties and you know, a fucking multifamily unit and this and that, blah, blah, blah. Like, I want like 4 or 5 rental units, and I like fucking just live off that income.
Oh, you just got to get balls to the wall and do it.
I know. Yeah, exactly.
But like more than 5, like the 30 you're saying.
I'm not. I don't want to, I did just say live off. I don't want to live off of it. I want to make that extra income. But I want diversity. Like, I don't want to just only live off of real estate. Like, I want that to be part of it, but I also like want my stocks and other investments and shit like that. And then I'll probably also still, I'll just always have a job. Might not be the post, like, if I had all that, I probably wouldn't work at the post office. I'd probably go back to a kitchen because I love cooking. I just love working in the kitchen, but it doesn't make the money. But if I had other sources of income, I could do what I love to do, work in a kitchen, and just have, you know, still bonkers amount of money. But I don't need 30, you know, 30 places. I just need like 4 or 5 to make a decent, cause I don't want to make fucking, you know, I think it'd be nice to make $100,000 a year. That's nice. I'm fine with that. Perfectly fine. I don't want to make fucking millions a year or anything like that. Yeah. See, not me. That's not my, like, that's, you know, when I try to write songs and stuff like that, like one of my big pullbacks is like, I don't want to be famous. I don't want everybody to know me. I don't want fucking, like, even with this, like, I'd like us to get some recognition and to have like, you know, a couple hundred thousand followers, but like, I don't want millions of followers and millions of people to know me and like my name and fucking everything and all that. Like, I don't want all that shit. I don't want to make millions of dollars. I need a, you know, $100,000 a year. I'm perfectly fine. And I get to do what I want. I have a modest living. That's all I want.
I got a party mentality.
Yeah. You're trying to live it.
Yeah, I would wake up and somewhere warm.
Yeah.
I'd wake up and just get drunk every fucking day.
until my liver couldn't hold out. Then I'd get a transplant drink off somebody else's liver.
I honestly believe you don't have TikTok. I was about to ask you if you know this guy. You don't have TikTok, but if you had TikTok, I swear you should check this guy out, because I could see you being this guy. His name's Two Turnt Tony, and he his shtick is like he gets drunk all the time and he does like crazy wild stuff or whatever, and he raises ducks. Like he just has ducks, and he's super fucking jacked. So like he'll say like my weightlifting regimen is like lifting ducks, and so he does crazy stuff. And one of his other shticks is like he gets his grandma drunk with him, and they do like wild shit. But I could definitely see you being too, like every day he's just like fucking wake up, get drunk and play with my ducks. Like that's fucking Rob.
Yeah. I could do it with dogs.
Yeah. 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 Not necessarily the ducks, but I could just see you being party animal, like Two Turnt Tony for sure.
I'd get drunk with all my dogs. Yeah.
Whenever this is over, I'll show you some videos of his. He's fucking hilarious. He did a thing just recently and I'm going to guess that he stopped cause they got a warning. But his grandpa lives in a like a nursing like not a nursing home, but a like an old folks condo type thing. Like no, it's not. It's he has his own like house. I'm pretty sure is what it looked like. But they have like a COA. Like it's condos. They're connected, but it's not an apartment building. You know what I mean? So he lives in this COA type place,
community,
kind of something like that. It's what at least what it looked like. But anyways, a bunch of neighbors wrote in like there's a bunch of women with that are basically naked and he's holding up signs. So what it was the old man was he was just sitting, I don't even know if he knew what was written on the signs, but he's like show me boobs and give me shots or something like that. And like it was Two Turnt Tony that was like getting his grandpa all fucked up, and like the chick came up and like gave him a shot, but it was like between her tits and stuff like that. Like it was just funny, goofy shit. I was like, Robert, do that. He would totally do that with his dad. I could see.
Yeah, that'd be fucking great.
Yeah.
So I mean, like party lifestyle, I'm about it.
Mm-hmm.
But how far are we into this?
We got 47 minutes in.
Oh, okay. So the other thing we were going to talk about was the shortages.
Yes, 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 yes.
So. I got a pool. There's a fucking chlorine shortage. But I got a place I'm not going to discuss, but they're still the same price right now. So
nice.
Go fuck yourself. I'm not telling you about my place.
Don't tell anybody about it. That's fucking sacred.
Until they run out.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going. Like, I looked it up after you said that, and like it was mainly about Florida, but it was a bunch of news articles like Floridians or whatever they're called are gearing up for summer, but there's a problem, and like just a bunch of news stories about how like chlorine is just basically non-existent, so they're jacking up the prices so you know people don't fucking buy it all. That's crazy. And there's all kinds of other things, like I was telling you before the podcast, I saw a story earlier today about steel prices are going up because there's a shortage on steel. It's like, yeah, what the
I guess
fuck
that with, so the Kentucky racetrack,
mm-hmm.
I think it's in Sparta,
I think so,
supposedly they got a bunch of Fords park there because they don't have enough parts to finish them.
Really?
Like brand new Fords.
That's
trucks.
Fucking crazy. Yeah, dude, when you shut down the whole fucking economy, you know, you kind of fuck some shit up, and we're seeing the repercussions of it now. I mean, lumber, I think, was the first one that really started, like, people started to notice.
Yeah, they got all this extra money from fucking stimulus to start revamping their places and building tree houses, and it's like, yeah.
And nobody's fucking out here, you know, nobody's able to work, so you're not able to go out and cut down more trees. So, like, what's the stock power? Yeah. There's all kinds of fucking goofy shit that goes, and, like, you don't think about it. Like, it sounds good, you know, like, save lives and don't go to work and stuff. And then it's like, now we're trying to get back to normal. And it's like, well, now we're out of this. Now we're out of that. Now we're out of this. And, like, it doesn't just fucking magically show up. People have to work to fucking put that shit there. Yeah, it's goofy, dude. And, like, I saw something also, it made sense. I was like, you know, there's a lot of homeless stuff going on and this and that. And, like, think about the repercussions of that. Like, you're not even, you know, you're putting... So, big catch. You got people who aren't able to work, so they're not able to make the things that are needed for building houses and stuff like that. And then now we're facing a lumber shortage. We're also facing a housing shortage because people aren't selling their houses. Houses aren't being able to be built because we don't have the wood and the steel and shit like that. So it's like, you know, just fucking one thing, not letting a lumber guy go to fucking work to do whatever they do to chop down trees and shit like that. You just fucked up, you know, people buying things for repairs for their houses, just building new houses, anything else that has to do with wood. Chlorine's, I guess, a little bit different because I think that's only for, I mean, I could be very wrong. I don't know what else chlorine's used for, but I think it's only for like pools and hot tubs and shit, right?
Well, I think it kind of ties into bleach.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, sure. So yeah, and that goes into like, you know, cleaning products and shit like that too.
Table salt.
Yeah, sodium chloride. Yeah, so like, if you think about that, there's a ripple effect. And that's, you know, that's what a lot of people argue about these lockdowns and shit like that is like the, you don't understand. And really with like any policy from the fucking government, it's like, you don't understand the ripple effects. Like it sounds good right now, but once it starts to ripple and you start to see everything that comes out of this, like, it's not that fucking good. It's goofy. And then add on top of that, you know, I mean, I don't know how much like lumber workers and shit make, like, maybe things that aren't as important probably won't be affected by this, but you add on the fact that we get numbers that say, this is something that happened this week. Unemployment's going down or not. Sorry.
Going up, ain't it?
No, hold on. Unemployment numbers are, what was it?
I thought they were higher.
People are, I can't remember exactly how they put it. Places are opening back up and they're trying to hire, but unemployment is still going up, and therefore we're going to extend the unemployment benefits. And it's like, people are hiring, trying to get people to work, yet unemployment is still going up, and you think that the solution is to keep giving people more free money, you know, more money than they're going to make at these jobs. And it just doesn't make, and like one of the arguments is like, well, if you're paying more than unemployment, then, or if you're paying less than unemployment, then you're paying like, you know, poverty wages and you don't need to be doing that, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, nah, fuck you, dude. When unemployment's paying $16 a fucking hour, that's kind of hard to fucking compete with, especially when, and I made a post about this on Facebook, $725 an hour or 40 hours a week, according to the ASPE, 40-hour work week, $725 an hour for 52 weeks in a year, blah, 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 puts you at a level before taxes of not being in poverty. You're like $3,000 over what poverty is. Poverty is like 12,700 something, and $725 an hour before taxes throughout a year makes you $15,000 an hour or $15,000 salary. So it's... They make all these arguments and stuff like that. So they're saying that you're giving poverty wages if you pay below $16 an hour. And I just looked up this stuff and looked it up on my own. It's not something that I'm, you know, and I might be wrong. Maybe I looked at the wrong shit, but it's not something that I heard. I looked it up for myself and I was like, what's poverty? Okay, that's poverty. Did the math and I was like, well, that's not poverty. So $725 is not poverty. So then what about these places that are trying to pay $10, $11, $12, $15 an hour? And like they can't get people because the government's paying them $16 an hour, and you're arguing that say that that's the right way to go, because anything lower than that is poverty. It's like, no, it's not. $725 is not even fucking poverty. So add that into, you know, basically the people aren't wanting to work. The government is incentivizing people not to work, and now we're seeing shortages of shit. And it's like, where do you think this goes? You know what I mean?
Makes everything go up in cost, and then therefore. Yeah.
Because it's more rare because people aren't fucking getting it or making it. It's fucking goofy. And then people will be bitching, well, things are too, you know, too expensive. It's like, well, nobody fucking wants it. Like, it's a big fucking circle. It's goofy as fuck.
Yeah, that's hopefully, because I went to Walmart today to buy some more pool shit and it's like no chlorine. I'm like, are you fucking serious? You people literally panic bought this shit.
Yeah, right. Probably.
Fucking media needs to quit telling everybody this shit.
That's what does it too. Like
toilet paper.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was gonna say. One person saw somebody go in and buy like six packs, and they were like, "Oh fuck!" And then the media was like, "I just saw two people run out with six packs of toilet paper. It must be fucking time to buy it." You know, I don't know. It's goofy. And, you know, I'm curious to see how many more things start popping up. Like, yeah, there's, you know, we got the steel, wood, chlorine. I'm sure there's plenty of other things that we just don't interact with, that we don't know of, that there are shortages of. But I'm curious to see, like, how many other things start popping up. It's like, there's a shortage in this. There's a shortage in that.
I mean, shortage in labor. Yeah. I mean, that's the big one.
Yeah. I saw something for, this was during, you know, big fucking freighter or whatever that was stuck in that canal, like a month or two ago, you know? Yeah. At that point, I don't know if this was related to that or if this was just a thing that came out at the same time, but like Nikola, who is trying to, you know, compete with Tesla. They were talking about how they didn't have the parts for their batteries. And just the other day I saw something, I was looking up stuff on the Nintendo Switch, and they said that they're having shortages of the stuff for their batteries. And it's like, well, fuck, what are we going to do if we start running out of shit for batteries? Like, electricity fucking runs this shit right now. So, like, what if we start having shortages on, you know, fucking anything that requires batteries? You know, granted, I just said, like, a car, it was a niche car, you know, people, I don't even know if they have a fucking actual car out right now. But, like, Nintendo Switch is a game system, so it's not like a necessity.
There was a lot of shortages on them at the start of this shit.
Yeah.
To where it was like normally, what, a $300, you know, system? People, it's like $500 right now if you want to buy it. It's like, you fucking assholes.
Yeah, right? I'm just saying, like, the different things start popping up, and it's going to be more frequent, I feel like, of shortages of things, and it's because people don't want to fucking work. And I almost said the quote of the week, but I will save that for a second. But you know, if you're not having people work because you're paying them, you're incentivizing them to just fucking stay. Cause even like, what is, you know, Dave Smith put this really well on Timcast today or yesterday, where he said, even if they go above $16 an hour, like how far do they have to go to beat that? You know what I mean? So like, say, well, we're offering $17 an hour. It's like, well, I'm only making basically $1 an hour for work. So I can just stay home and live off $16 an hour. You know, I get it. You know, it's another dollar an hour, but like, I don't have to do anything there. I'd have to work. So, you know, like how much farther do they have to go above $16 an hour to actually make it worthwhile to seem like, okay, yeah, I guess I'll go to work, you know? So it's like, fuck. Well, this is why I don't agree with, like, welfare programs and shit like that.
Yeah, they're going to make everything else go up. So now it's like your cost of milk is going to be the same equivalency as what you made at minimum wage.
Yeah, but people don't see that far ahead. They don't think about, like, shit like that. They're just like, I want more money and I want it now.
Okay, J.G. Wentworth.
Right? It's my money and I want it now. Yeah, it's fucking goofy. Yeah, I don't know. This world's, it's goofy right now. I'm interested to see where it goes in the next year, couple years.
Yeah, it should. I mean, on the plus side, I guess we're slowly creeping out of this fucking pandemic.
Yeah, we're the states are going to have to, like, fucking force it to happen because old Sleepy Joe up there and fucking Anthony Fauci, they ain't having it. They want they can't pass, you know, crazy stimulus packages unless they have the pandemic. So they're going to keep pushing to have it be a thing until they're fucking done with what they want to do. So,
is there talks of another stimulus?
Yeah.
I've heard that.
Yeah. Within one of these fucking, they got the infrastructure package and like the family package and jobs package and fucking, I've heard like six different things. Fucking, they're supposed to be redoing like another whatever Bernie Sanders is in charge of the reconciliation or something like that. They just want to fucking spend fucking money. Jerome Powell's up there. Fucking money printer goes brrr, fucking just money for everybody. It's like fucking Oprah. it's goofy, but yeah, it'd be interesting to see what happens the next couple of years. We'll see.
We will see. That's, I don't know. We'll fucking see, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. That's where I'm at too,
it's
man.
It's a mystery.
You know, I've been kind of thinking, you know, the past couple weeks of like, because I've gotten into some arguments and stuff like that. And I feel like, you know, especially when we get on the podcast and stuff, I feel like I've been very much reactionary to like the stuff that they're doing. And I want to try to kind of stem away from that a little bit. Like, I'm still going to react to it and shit, but I want to put forth more of like kind of what I did with my post. Instead of saying, no, you're an idiot, we can't have $15 an hour, like, I want to point out, like, here's all the facts, you know, like, this blah, blah, blah doesn't, you know, it doesn't make you into poverty. Yeah, it still sucks, but let's talk about taxes. Let's talk about, like, I want to start trying to lay out, like, actual solutions and stay in, instead of, like, no, you're wrong, you know. So that's what I'm kind of, like, that's why I'm toned down a little bit this week on, like, whatever they're doing. I'm just like, whatever, man, we'll see, because, like, I'm tired of, like, I like it because I just like saying you're wrong because you are. But, like, it's also at a point, like, if we want to actually grow the society instead of pointing out what they're doing wrong, we got to start, you know, opening people's eyes and, like, just look, man, these people are fucking idiots up here. They're just fucking spending money like it's fucking going out of style. They're trying to push all, like, let me throw this in here, a little fucking fun fact. Did you know that tomorrow is not Mother's Day, apparently, anymore, but according to a couple Congress people. I know it's just a couple of them, but still.
What is it?
It's Birthing People Day.
Birthing?
Birthing people.
Birthing?
Yeah. It's not. They're not women. They're not mothers anymore. They are birthing people. How do you, as a woman, how would you hear that and be like, yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to be called? Like, that's literally reducing a woman down to her fucking reproductive organs. Like, you were just a birthing person. That's all you are.
Was it like a surrogate?
Right. It just sounded like I was listening to some senator, Cori Bush, I think. You know, she actually said mother and woman a bunch of times, and then she switched it and started saying birthing person. And then another senator person, whatever, I don't remember who it was, said, you know, unfortunately, black birthing persons are, like, I was like, are you fucking serious? Like, what are we doing here?
Maybe we should just join an Amish community.
Yeah.
Get away, like, from all this shit.
But it's just, they're so goofy now that I don't even want to fucking, like, react to them. I just want to be like, all right, look, we know they're dumb. Hopefully you know that they're dumb. And it's like, here's what we really should be doing instead of just saying, no, they're dumb. So, anyways, I birthing people. God, when I heard that, I was just fucking like, that was kind of like the last straw. I was like, for real, dude? Like, they're just so fucking stupid. Oh, man. Anyways, unless if you have anything else, I guess we'll wrap the show up there.
No, I'm good.
No, you're good? All right, cool. So we'll wrap the show up this week. I do have a quote of the week. It seems fairly fitting, especially because Buddy Boy is going to be on SNL tonight, and everybody's watching out for Dogecoin. But we got a quote from Elon Musk, and it ties into the last thing that we were kind of saying here. It's very straightforward. It fucking, you know, the dumbest of dumb can fucking get it. It's very layman, and I just thought it fit fucking perfectly for what we're talking about, because it's just so common sense. And the quote is, and it's from a dotted Elon Musk Tesla notebook journal paperback. Oh, I didn't have to say paperback, but journal. This is where it came from, apparently. But it's funny how just blatant and just like dumb it is. If you don't make stuff, there is no stuff. If you don't make stuff, there is no stuff. Like, yeah, you're exactly right. Like,
straight to the point.
Yeah, it's like, some people look at it like, duh. But then other, you know, you have to look at other people and, like, do you really get that, though? Like, do you really get that? If you don't make, if there's nobody making stuff, then there is no stuff. Like, it seems like fucking just duh. But, like, I really don't think some, like, a lot of people don't get that. They just think, like, stuff fucking, they don't think about it, basically. They don't think about, like, how things end up on their table or in their hands and shit like that. So, yeah, if you don't make stuff, there is no stuff. Elon Musk is a fucking great man. He'll give you the dumbest of dumb fucking quotes to just put it, like, super layman for you, and then also he's going to put people on Mars. So he's a great guy. Yeah. Anyways, hope you guys enjoyed this week, and it was a little off pace from what we've been talking about, but I like that. This one actually felt a little bit more like the Tales of Robin Jay, like talking about, you know, high school and shit like that. So that was cool. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Make sure you tell your friends about us, you know, find us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and all those good places. Make sure you come back next week to catch the next episode. And you got anything else?
No.
No? All right. We'll see you on the next one.
See you.
Peace.